Shkoyach again for hosting. Third week now. Let's discuss next week. Are people around next week? Thanksgiving? Should we have?
Yeah.
Rob's around? Okay. Anyone else around? Me and you? Okay. Fine. So we'll continue next week then. What the game plan will be is tonight I want to go finish off the some stories in history about Baal Shem Tov's life. And then next week we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, go through some of his important lessons that he had passed on to his Talmidim, and then we'll begin the next Tzaddik. This week, this coming Shabbos, Shal Shittis, I'm going to share a very important Yisod from the Baal Shem Tov. I came across it just this week. So as a continuation, I'm going to try to focus on whatever Tzaddik we're learning that week. I'm trying to give a Torah on that during Shal Shittis. So that'll be the first one, the Shal Shittis, in this 2 days. Fine. So we were discussing the Baal Shem Tov and his life, and we saw some very interesting stories about the way he got married, how he found his wife, his relationship with his brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Mikitov, which is very, very important. We see constantly their relationship. They keep bumping into each other. And it's fascinating to see how slowly Rav Gershon begins to see the greatness of the Baal Shem Tov, but it's very much hidden. So as the stories go up, there's more and more that he's revealing to the brother-in-law, Rav Gershon. Now, one thing we didn't see yet is, who is the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbe? Anyone hear who the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbe was? Anyone ever hear about Chia Shiloni?
Yes.
Right. So Chia Shiloni was the Rebbe of David, the Rebbe of Eliyahu Navi, and the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, obviously, the history, the years doesn't make sense. How could he live at the time of David and Eliyahu and also teach the Baal Shem Tov at the same time? So supposedly, at the 26th birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, his birthday was Yud Ches Elul Chai Elul, his birthday. So when he turned 26, he was Zoche to have a Giloy of Achia HaShiloni. We know many stories in the Gemara and other Tzadikim who had Giloy of Eliyahu HaNavi. He was Zoche to Achia HaShiloni. Now, to explain in depth who he was, we have to go through Lav Tanach. Those who learned Daf Yomi saw recently in the Perek HaChelek about who Achia HaShiloni was. Achia HaShiloni was involved with Yeravam. Yeravam ben Nevat was one of the worst kings we had in history. And that actually led to the splitting up of the Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael. And Achia Shiloni was on the side of Yeravam. And he misunderstood what was going on. And the way this farm explained is, Achia Shiloni, he just loved every Jew out there. But his love for every Jew caused him to really believe in Yeravam ben Nevat, which ended up being a tremendous downfall. So part of his tikkun, they explained, was to come back and to teach the Baal Shem Tov to love every Jew also, but not let yourself fall into the trap that Achia Shiloni himself did, that leading to the splitting up of the Malchus. So that's what they say. Achia Shiloni was his Rebbe, and the Baal Shem Tov, we have one letter I mentioned we're going to read through today. I'm going to read the English, which he refers to his Rebbe, and all the Sfarim say his Rebbe was Achia Shiloni. So there is one important line of the Yushalmi, which is amazing. Remember, the Yushalmi was written centuries before Baal Shem Tov came into this world. The Yushalmi, I don't know exactly what year was finished, but the Bavli was finished the 500 or so, I think. Yushalmi was finished sometime before that. We know that the Baal Shem Tov didn't come into this world until 1698. So it came around 1100, 1200 years after the Yushalmi. So listen to this line of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said the following statement. This is found in Maseches Brachos, the 10th parak is on your sheets. I just pulled this out and I was going to put it on the sheets, but I didn't. The Yushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said the following statement. Yikarev Avram min Gavei. Avram was Makariv people. We know Avram was Makariv people. Min Gavei vad Gavai. So the Rashbi is saying that Avram was Makariv people. We know he created all the people. He was Megayer people, Makariv people. From Avram until Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, so Avram was one being Makariv. Obviously, there's a big gap in time there. And then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says about himself, V'ana, I am Makariv min Gavai. I'm Makariv people from my time, Ad Sof Gol Dore. And he somehow, his neshama, was able to Makariv everyone until the end of time. But then Rashbi says, V'ilo, if I'm not able to somehow, I'm not successful in passing my Torah on through the Zohar and stuff. I told you this conversation I had with someone who denied that the Rashbi wrote the Zohar. Okay, we don't hold that way, right? So I called that person, I didn't say this person was, but I said one who holds such a position is probably an Apikoros. I didn't call him an Apikoros himself. He's a relative of mine. I love him very much. We just see, we don't see eye to eye in many things. We oftentimes butt heads in a very nice, loving way. So what?
Is the ultimate
the Gra.
No, I think the statement is that they think the Rashbi didn't write the Zohar. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Maybe we'll save it for another special shir. But let's stick with those who believe and have the emunah that it was written by the Rashbi. So Rashbi says, if I'm not successful in being makariv from my time until all the Dori Doris, so then he has this interesting line. Achia Hashiloni, imi, Achia Hashiloni is going to join me, and together we're going to makariv the Am Yisrael. So this Yerushalmi, again, was written 1,200 years or so before Baal Shem Tov came into this world. So they say this is a reference to the Achia Shiloni, when the Rashbi's Torahs weren't being spread out enough, so the Baal Shem Tov came into this world, and the Achia Shiloni came back to be Mesakin what he had done wrong, to teach the Baal Shem Tov all the Torah of the Nister, and to spread it out the way he spread it out. So that's very important to know, that his Rebbe was, as strange as it sounds, he was taught by the Neshama or the Achia Shiloni who came into this world to teach the Baal Shem Tov.
Did he come under a different name and he came back?
No, he was hidden. No, I don't think anyone ever saw him. He came to his house. He was hiding in the forest. I don't know any stories about it, but that was the Masorah. How he came back, what he looked like, what his name was, assumingly it was Achia Shiloni. Now, another thing about the Baal Shem Tov, there's a little piece in the Shivchei Baal Shem Tov. Now, I didn't bring it here, just a small piece, that the Baal Shem Tov said about himself that he was a Gilgul of Rav Sadia Gaon. And he was very inclined, he learned a lot of the Rav Sadia Gaon's Svarim. There wasn't that many of them, but he learned them. He was very much connected to Rav Sadia Gaon, and he felt he was a Gilgul of Rav Sadia Gaon. Why, how, I don't know, but that's something else to know about the Baal Shem Tov. So now let's get back into a few stories of the Baal Shem Tov, a fascinating experience with his brother-in-law, again, Rav Gershon Mikitev. We have more sheets here. We have three sheets here. They're all collated this time. So we'll hand it out to those who don't have before we read this next story. Now this next story we're going to read is one of the first times we see that Rav Gershon, his brother-in-law, started to see that there's something special about his brother-in-law. Each time he came, remember that story we had, he was wearing tefillin, he wasn't wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he got upset, took him to the Rebbe, and he still was very hidden. So this is one of the first stories that I came across that he really starts to see that there's something special about this guy, Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer. So if you look on the first page, this is Os Lamed Zayin. It says, Tikun HaNeshamos Bibirchas Mechai Mesim. The way of being Mesakein Neshamos during the Bracha of Mechai Mesim in Shemoneh Esrei. So Shemati Mirapalik, he heard this, I don't know who Rapalik was, Haniska Leel, that Kishanasa Reb Gershon Mikitev from Eretz Yisrael, when one time Reb Gershon apparently moved to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't always living there, remember he lived in Brod. So at some point, I guess he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he was traveling back to Chutz Laaretz, L'shadech Hezbanav, he was trying to find a shidduch for his children. Amar Agav Archa, he said, along the way, Tila Lekel Shevarti Asayam, thanks to Hashem, I was able to pass over the water, I got over the Mediterranean safely. Asa Legisi Baal Shem Tov, I'm going to go visit my brother-in-law, the Baal Shem Tov, and his sister, his wife. Ubay La Be'er of Shabbos Kodesh, and he arrived at the home of the Baal Shem Tov, it was a Friday afternoon. And Amar de Baal Shem Tov lis palot fias mincha, he went to daven, I don't know if this was biyachidus or if this was in a tzibur, in a minyan, but he was davening mincha. And the Baal Shem Tov was davening mincha, mamish until the stars came out. Rav Gershon his palot gam kein besoch hasidur shel harizal. Rav Gershon also used the special siddur of the Ari. I mentioned this in the past that I haven't yet turned over there, but my grandfather davened from Nusach Ari. My grandfather was Chabad. Through before the war, he left that because his father died when he was very young, but he always davened from the Nusach Ari. So Gershon also davened from the Siddur Ari, and there's a lot of kavanas to look at. And Achar Kach, after he went through all the kavanas of Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, afterwards, Rav Gershon was Mavir al Sedra, Shnai Mikra Echad Targum, he went through Shnai Mikra, Vachar Kach afterwards, Tziva Vevilo Karim Vishachav Lanuach, he asked for some pillows and blankets to take a little nap before Shabbos. There's a big Indian to take a nap Erev Shabbos by the Hasidim. So there were no Hasidim yet. But so he did all these things, and still the Baal Shem Tov was still davening. So Bilel Shabbos, Vishah Suda, during the Friday night meal, Shal Rav Gershon as Gisa HaBaal Shem Tov. Rav Gershon confronted his brother-in-law, the Baal Shem Tov, Mipnei ma harachta betfila kokach. What were you davening so long? Stop being so frum. You don't know much. He thought he was an Am Aret still. What were you busy doing? So he says, Ani gam ken ispalalti bekavanos. I also daven with the Nusach Ari, with all the kavanos of Shem Hashem and Yudkei Vavkeis and stuff. The Karasi Asidra Shnai Mikra Vechar Targum. I still have plenty of time to read through the whole entire parsha twice with the Targum. V'trachti lishkov lanuch. I had time to take a nap. V'ata omed v'roid. And you're still busy davening. V'asek t'no'osav. He started like shuckling, like the Baal Shem Tov was shuckling. Ki huayeh rotze lahotzi dvar miliba. He wanted to see what was the Baal Shem Tov busy doing. V'ya Baal Shem Tov sochek mimenu. He started to smile and laugh and thought it was funny. V'lo hishiv lo klum. Didn't respond. He just laughed and ignored it. So kefel v'shal od hapam. Reb Gershon persisted and he asked again, what were you doing? So finally he was being relentless, and as heishiv lo Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov finally responded. He says, Kiashani magila teva mechai mesim. Baal Shem Tov says, when I daven Shmoneh Esrei, when I get to those words mechai mesim, and in parenthetically he says, Safik l'Rabbi Palak, the Rabbi Palak who was telling the story over, he wasn't sure which words Tchias Mesim in Shmoneh Esrei was. It was Mechai Mesim Ata Gibor or Mechai Mesim Berachamim. He wasn't sure which Mechai Mesim. But one of those phrases of Mechai Mesim, the Baal Shem Tov explained, Ani Mechavin Kavanos Yechudim. I have these special kavanas that I think of. V'az Baos Nishamos Mesim La'alfim L'Ravavos. As I say the words Mechai Mesim, and I have the special kavan in my mind, I am then overwhelmed with thousands and tens and thousands of neshamos that come to me. And the Baal Shem Tov says, I need to speak to each neshama individually. Why were they leaving the mechitza of Hashem? Why were they kicked out? They couldn't be in the presence of the Shechina. And they tell me why. And I do some type of fix. Then I daven on their behalf. And they have an aliyas and a shama, and they go to be in the mechitza within the Shechina. V'chashiv chashiv kodim, those who are more important come to me first. If there's a whole line, they wait to see me. V'hem rabim kol kach, they're so numerous. She'em ratzisi lahalos kulim, if I wanted to bring all of the neshamas up, ha'yisi tzarech la'amod shemnei esrei, I'd have to daven b'ritzifas meshech for shloshan. I'd have to daven 3 years straight without sleeping, breaking, if I needed to get all the neshamas up to the mechitza of the Shechina. So, however, Kishani Shamea Hakaraz Shemachris and Mikudish Makudish. When I hear that announcement in Shemayim that Mikudish Makudish, that Shabbos has begun, meaning Tesa Kochavim, Vyavshar O Lahalos HaNeshamos, you're not allowed to bring Neshamos up anymore apparently on Shabbos, or he didn't want to. Ani Posea Mina Shemona Esrei. Then I take my 3 steps back and I'm finished. So, Amari Lav Rabbi Gershon Bederach Schok. So, Rabbi Gershon was joking around with the Baal Shem Tov. So lama ain't bam elai. What's so special about you? Why don't they come see me? I also am very special. I'm chashiv. I deserve to have neshamos come visit me when I say tchias amesim. So hey shivlo, the Baal Shem Tov says back to him, haya etzli kan o de Shabbos ashniya. Stay with me one more Shabbos. Stay one more week with me. Vani emsor lecha hakavanos b'ksav al nir. I'm going to write for you the special kavanos to have in mind. V'yavo gam kein elecha. Next week you'll see. Erev Shabbos, by the way, is a very big inyan of the neshamas coming down. Because the neshamas are in Gehenim all week, those that were in Zochah to be in Gan Eden, and they come out to Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos they're free. And as a side point, they point out, when is it true, when do they leave the Gehenim? So when you start Hachana, when you start preparing for Shabbos, the Sfarim point out, then even though Shabbos hasn't begun yet, the moment you start the preparations early Friday morning, the neshamas get to leave Gehenim and enjoy an extended Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos is a very, very important time of the neshamas coming free. So the Baal Shem Tov says, I'll give you the piece of paper with the proper kavanos that you should have in mind. V'yavo gam kein elecha, and then you'll also experience this overwhelming flow of neshamas. V'chein also, that's what they did. So he stayed over for the week. L'Erev Shabbos Kodesh Haba, the following Erev Shabbos, Kishesayim Baal Shem Tov Kaddish, I guess he was davening in the Tzibor, he said Kaddish, Lefnei HaTvila, before Tvila, he said Ashrei and then Kaddish, he was the Chazan. Amad Rav Gershon L'Ispal Gamkein, Rav Gershon was getting excited, he was about to say the Tvila, he had the Kavanas in his hand, in the paper, and HaBaal Shem Tov Lo Hischil Adayin B'Tvila, he didn't daven yet though, he kind of paused. K'ya Yodea Shirebi Gershon Lo Yispal V'Yifchad, he knew, the Reb Gershon wasn't able to be sova. He's not going to be able to take the overwhelming amount of neshamas coming to him, and he'll be scared. So Reb Gershon wanted to save him. Or rather, the Baal Shem Tov wanted to save him. So Baal Shem Tov didn't daven. He pretended to daven, and he just waited and to see what was going to happen with Reb Gershon. Fine. So Ahmed, so what happened was v'tikin betochach ha'zayger, which is the watch, the hareach tabak, he smoked a tobacco, he smoked a cigar, a cigarette, whatever he was smoking. Ad shiavu Reb Gershon, makom hakavana. So then Reb Gershon got to the mechai mesim, and he had the piece of paper in his hand. Uchshekiven kavana zu shekasevlo. He started to think of the yichudim of Shem Hashem, the ra shebo ilav mesim kemo eder gadol shatzon. And he saw a flock of neshamas, like a flock of sheep coming to him. V'nafal b'chal shuso. He fell. He got so sick and scared, he wasn't able to handle it. So az he'iru ha'bal shem tov v'tzivalo leilech lebeiso. And the Baal Shem Tov woke him up and said, go back home, not home in Eretz Yisrael, but back probably home where he's staying, the Baal Shem Tov. Don't stay in shul now, you need to go rest up. Ubalayla al shulchan beis asuda. So the Baal Shem Tov finished mincha and Maariv, he went back home where Reb Gershon was, they had the suda together, and the Baal Shem Tov asked Reb Gershon, so laman is chalshta, why did you get so weak? What was the big deal? You're also zocha to see all these neshamas. Varmelo, he says, because ve'esha kavanti a kavana, when I had the kavana that you told me to have, bo'u ilai mesim kema adarim, flocks and flocks of neshamas were coming to me. So az amar Baal Shem Tov lanashim b'derech soch, he said to people in a joking way, hiku also, hit him, hit Reb Gershom, shlo yischak ma Baal Shem Tov. Don't laugh at the Baal Shem Tov, what I go through. So this is one of the first times, at least I saw, where Reb Gershom was starting to see something special about his brother-in-law, the Baal Shem Tov. So there are many other stories, that we can't go through all the stories. I'm going to share a letter. You don't have this in front of you, but there's a letter that it's found in a few places. There's some different nuschos. It was a letter that the Baal Shem Tov had sent to Reb Gershon. Now, Reb Gershon never received this letter, but this was already after this experience where Reb Gershon felt that something was special about the Baal Shem Tov. And it was a letter that was given, which we're going to do this tzaddik next, the Tovlis Yaakov Yosef, which was perhaps the Talmud Muvok of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov gave the Tovlis Yaakov Yosef this letter to send off to Reb Gershom. But again, it never got to Reb Gershom. So Rav Ari Kaplan, he translates this letter. So I'm going to read it to you in English, this letter. It's very nice in Hebrew, but it's too much to read through everything together tonight. So I'm going to read to you this letter. It seems that he just never made it who asked me the question? Sorry. Howie, okay. It just seemed that he never, he had to go to Eretz Yisrael to deliver it, and maybe he died before, and I don't know exactly why he didn't get it.
After that other experience, did he accept Baal Shem Tov as being his brother-in-law at that point?
He was always
right. Well, he didn't really connect, but at that point,
he realized there was something special about this individual, and at that point, he respected him. So now this letter, this is only an excerpt of the letter, but this is the important part of the letter. It's certainly much nicer when you read it in Hebrew, but I'm going to read it in English. So on Rosh Hashanah, this is the year 1746, I made a shvuah. I'm going to put some Hebrew words in to make it a little bit, instead of saying I made an oath, I'm going to add some Hebrew words in just to make it a little bit more. I made a shvuah and elevated my soul, my neshama, in the manner known to you. I saw things that I had never before witnessed since the day I was born. The things I learned and saw there cannot be communicated. Even if I would be able to speak to you in person, I couldn't really tell you everything that I saw. When I returned to the lower garden of Eden, Gan Eden, I saw innumerable souls, neshamos, both living and dead, some whom I knew and others whom I did not. They were fleeting back and forth, going from one universe to another, from one olam to the other olam, through the column that is known to those who delve in mysteries, this ladder going up and down these neshamos. They were in a state of simcha, that was so great that the lips cannot express how happy they were. And the physical ear is too gross to hear about it. There were also many wicked people who were repenting, and their sins were forgiven, since this was a special time of grace when the Baal Shem Tov entered into this Gan Eden. And even to my eyes, it was wondrous how many were accepted as Baal Tshuva, many of whom you know. There was a great joy, a great simcha among them too, and they also ascended in the above-mentioned manner. All them beseeched and petitioned me unceasingly, go higher with your glory of your Torah, keep going higher, may Hashem grant you greater understanding to perceive and know these things. Ascend with us so that you can be our help and support. And because of the great simcha that I saw among them, I decided to ascend with them. So the Baal Shem Tov went up higher with these neshamos in Gan Eden. And due to the great danger and the sakana involved in ascending to the supernal universes, I asked my master to come with me. The master is who? Achia Shiloni. That's what it says down here. Achia Shiloni, his Rebbe. He requested that his Rebbe, Achia Shiloni, come with him to this very high olam. From the time that I began, I had never before ascended to such a high level. Step by step, I ascended until I entered the chamber of the Mashiach. Now this is fascinating. There the Mashiach studies Torah with all the Tamidei Chachamim and Tzadikim, as well as with the seven shepherds, those are the Sheva Ushpizin, right? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David, Yosef. I did a different order. I saw great joy there, but I did not know the reason for it. At first, I thought that the reason for the simcha was because I had passed away from the physical world, chas v'shalom. Later, they told me that I had not died. And since they have great pleasure on high when I bring about unifications, that's yichudim, through the holy Torah down below. And that's why they were so happy. But to this very day, I do not know the reason for that simcha entirely. So I spoke to the Mashiach himself, and I asked him, said the Baal Shem Tov, when is your majesty coming? So the Mashiach replied, this shall be your sign. It will be at a time when your teachings become widespread in the world and your springs overflow abroad. Now this is consistent with what's found in the Zohar Israel, as well, with the Gra writes, that Mashiach is going to come when you start learning Nistar, it's going to be more prevalent throughout the world. That's a sign of the Gula. So this letter is consistent with what's found in the Zohar, what's found in the writings of the Gra as well. So again, when your teachings become widespread in the world and your springs overflow abroad. It will be when the things which I have taught you and which you have yourself perceived, says Mashiach, become known, so that others can also bring about unifications and elevate themselves like you do. All the husks will then be annihilated, and it will be time, that's referring to the klipos, and will be a time of grace and salvation. So then the Baal Shem Tov adds, I was very surprised and distressed, since it would take a long time for this to be possible for Mashiach to come. But when I was there, I learned three specific remedies and three holy names, and they're easy to learn and explain. My mind was then set at ease, and I realized that it would be possible for people in my generation to reach the same level and state as I did. They would then be able to ascend, learn, and perceive just like myself. So all during my lifetime, he finishes off, I was not granted permission to reveal this, but for your sake, I made a request that I might be allowed to teach this to you, to Reb Gershon, but permission was denied. So I'm still bound by this Shvua, but this I can tell you, and let Hashem be your help. So he wasn't able to tell, he goes on a little bit further here. Let's read a little further here. He says, let your path be towards Hashem. When you pray and study, let my words not forsake you. With every word and expression that leaves your lips, have in mind to bring about a unification. Yichudim is so important in the world of Chassidus and Kabbalah. Every single letter contains universes, souls, and godliness, and as they ascend, one becomes bound to the other, and they become unified. The letters then become unified and attached to form a word. They are then actually unified with the divine essence, and in all these aspects, your soul, your neshama, is included with them. So, and then all universes are then unified as one, and immeasurable joy and delight results. Consider the joy of a chasen and kala in the lowly physical world, and you'll understand how great it is in the world above, these yichudim of Hashem. So God will certainly help you. Wherever you turn, you will succeed and prosper. Give wisdom to the wise, and he will become still wiser. So this was the letter he was talking about, this experience that Baal Shem Tov had when he went to this high world up in Gan Eden, having a conversation with Mashiach. So we see the importance of the Yehudim and Kavanos of the Arizal and the Zohar and the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, let's finish off with one last story. This is the way the Baal Shem Tov's neshama was taken from this world. And then we'll conclude tonight, and then Mirtz Hashem next week. I know it's Thanksgiving, but Rob said that we don't celebrate Thanksgiving here, which I agree with. So we're going to have, we'll be back in next week in Mirtz Hashem.
And
we'll,
Turkey and the children.
Okay, great. And then we will we'll go through, hopefully share some important principles, some of the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov that he passed on in beginning Chassidus. And then we'll move on to the next one, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, as the following week for the next Tzaddik. So let's read through now the Patira of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov was Nifter at the age of 62. Right, 1698 he was born, and he died in 1760. So, Reish Chav Hei, Histalkus HaBaal Shem Tov, the leaving of the Baal Shem Tov, his departure from the world. Echtop Tzas Miptiraso, so the author of the Shivchei Baal Shem Tov is going to write just a little bit, an abridged version of how his neshama departed from the world. Shehaya Histalkuso B'yom Rishon D'Shvuos, his Yortzeit is in the first day of Shvuos. He shares the same Yortzeit we discussed the other night as David HaMelech as well. We did this last night with in the Gemara and Shabbos, that David HaMelech also died in Shavuos. U'Pesach, Shekodim Zehaya Harav, Pinchas Mikaritz, Eitz HaBaal Shem Tov. The Pesach before his Patira, he spent it with Pinchas Mikaritz. And this is also found in the Svarim of Pinchas Mikaritz, also describes this story in his, it's called Medrash Pinchas. V'nechlash Ma'at, Pinchas got a little bit weak. M'pnei Zeh, Ber v'yamim tovim ha'achon shepesach, ha'yashak v'tarya etzlo im leilich l'mikvah olav. And Erev Yom Tif of the last days of Pesach, he wasn't sure if he was strong enough to go to the mikvah or not. He was going back and forth. Am I strong enough to go to the mikvah, or maybe it's better for me not to go to the mikvah? He decided he's not going to go to the mikveh erev Pesach. Ubiyom shvisha Pesach betfila ra eich shenigzal bal shemtov. And during his davening, Rav Pinchas Mikaretz saw he had this vision in Nishmon Esrei that gzera was placed upon the bal shemtov. Sheistalik bekarav mipnei hasatzmuso meod neged kat hashabtai tzvi. That stands for that he saw because of the great debating and fighting, the aggravation that the Baal Shem Tov experienced through fighting with the Shabtai Tzvi, not himself, he already died, but his followers that still were very much strong in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, that aggravated him, and he was going to die because of that pain. It was discussed, they wanted to burn the Shas. He started to strengthen his davening, but his davening wasn't good enough to protect the Nisham of the Baal Shem Tov. He got very sad. He was upset. The reason why he thinks his tefillah wasn't answered because he didn't go to the mikvah. He said, I should have went to the mikvah Erev Pesach, then maybe my tefillah would have been answered. Ki'ilu ra davar deba mikvah. Had he entered the mikvah, now we don't know what this means. We go to the mikvah and go in, go out. When they went to the mikvah, they had these different kavanos. Those I know that were learning with Rav Weinberger, Kesher Shem Tov.
He skipped that one.
Did
he? He's going to come back to it.
Okay, fine.
It's the second one.
Yeah, the second one of the Kesher Shem Tov. Kesher Shem Tov is a whole leaket of the various chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov. So the second one, so he skipped it. It talks about the kavanas a person should have in the mikvah. It's Yud Hei Vav and the different combinations of them depending north, south, east, west, whatever you're faced. That direction you're facing, you have different kavanas. So when you have proper kavanas and you're the level of Pinchas Mikaretz, so you have certain visions in the mikvah. So he said, had I been in the mikvah, I would have seen this vision. And Ladaito Hayamol should discover tefillah. So then he thinks that his tefillah would have been answered and he could have saved the Baal Shem Tov, but he didn't. So he took some level of responsibility for the patira of the Baal Shem Tov. So then, Achar tefillah, after davening, Shal Baal Shem Tov also, Imhalach Esma LaMikvah. Baal Shem Tov knew something was strange, and he asked Rav Pinchas, did he go to the mikvah yesterday? And he said, no, I didn't go. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Kfar Nasa Maisa, whatever was done was done. Vein Achar Maisa Klum, nothing you could do about it anymore. It's final, the Gzeira is set. And Achar Pesach Hayel, Baal Shem Tov Cholim HaShilshul, he had a very bad stomach ache, the Baal Shem Tov, after Pesach was over. Vim Kol Zed, despite all that, being very sick, Hayel Meschazik Ma'at Lispal, he strengthened himself to daven, Lefnei HaTeva, to go to daven for the Amid. Those who are certain that he's going to daven and be saved and not die soon. So lo hodiyim klum, he didn't let them know anything. Send them other places. Rav Pinchas didn't go home. Something was going on here. He didn't want his talmidim to know what was going on. So he sent some of them back home, it seems. Now Bilel Shavuos Nasfu Anshe Skulaso Lenor Lios Arim Kolaila. So Shavuos night. He had a chabura of people staying up all night with him. Litkon ha'arizal, the tikkun of the arit, tikkun leil shavuos. Vamar lefneim divrei Torah, he spoke Torah to them. Al inan ha'seder of tikkun leil shavuos. Vinin matan Torah, he was giving a shir all night long. Ubashmeras ha'boker, early the next morning, shalach la'anshe skulasa le'odiyah shu goses, shis asfu kulam. He sent his chabura to let them know that he became a goses, he's almost dead, and they should gather around him. Betziva l'Rav Leib Kessler, he commanded him, v'od echad, another individual, sheshachach tishma, I forgot who it was, says the author of this story, she's asku b'kvura, so he requested Rav Leib Kessler and someone else be the ones being the Chaver Kadisha. V'limad olsam al-gufo, he taught them about the Baal Shem Tov, his own body. Al-kol eiver ha-hira lehem simanim, he showed them some signs on each limb of the body. Eich nafsho kula, again, I don't know what this means, but he pointed out that I guess every single Aver has a different neshama. The way the neshama leaves the body goes to different parts of the body. He was describing the biology, the spiritual biology of the body and the way the neshama exits the guf. From one limb to the other limb, it jumps around until it finally exits the body. So they could understand how he works, how the neshama, he was the chola, he was the ill person, how Baal Shem Tov's body works. Because they were of the Chever Kadisha. Then he requested a minin around his bed. He requested the siddur. Let me speak one last time with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. After davening, halach Reb Nachman Hardenker, the base medrash, Lispalo Bado, Lomar Tilim. So Reb Nachman went to the base medrash to say Tilim on behalf of the Baal Shem Tov that he should be healthy. Vamer Baal Shem Tov, Lechinam Humari, she says he's doing that for, it's pointless because the Gzair is already done. There's no davening, Tilim's not going to help me anymore. Im Hayachal Likanes Bepesach Zesh, Ayisi Ragil Likanes, Hayapol Petivilaso. Had I been able to enter into the Heichal I'm normally able to go into, then my tefillah would have, his tefillah would have worked. But he wasn't allowed access to that special place anymore, so Reb Nachman's tefillah wouldn't have helped either. So he knew his death was coming. Ubeis hazos, this time, nichnas etzlo nishmas meis echad, ubikesh mimenu lesakin oso. During this whole dialogue, a neshama came, presented itself in front of the Baal Shem Tov to be getting a tikkun before the Baal Shem Tov leaves this world. V'garbo, the Baal Shem Tov reprimanded this neshama, v'amar, and said, Shmonim shana ata navanad. 80 years you were around since the death of this neshama, going back and forth. V'lo shamata ad hayom shani ba'olam, you haven't heard that I'm in this world, you wait for the last minute before I leave the world to come get a tikkun? Say Rasha. He called him a Rasha because this neshama that was floating in the world never took advantage of Baal Shem Tov for the first 62 years of his life. So he called him a Rasha and sent him off. The Tikaf, Tekaf Amr la Masharis, then the Baal Shem Tov said to his assistant, his aide, Mehera Rutz v'tzavach sheifnu min aderach kiragsti also, tell everyone to get off the path because he just sent this neshama flying elsewhere and now this neshama is very angry and could kill someone and could damage someone on the way. Go tell someone, everyone, to clear the path to the, unless this neshama damages someone. Penyazik leiza adam. V'chein haya, and that's what happened. Shehizik besula achas bital shel shamish. He actually, this neshama damaged somehow the daughter of the shamish, his assistant. The chazar mashari say love. The servant came back. The aide came back to the Baal Shem Tov. The shamah Baal Shem Tov Amar. He heard the Baal Shem Tov saying, "Ani mochel lecha oson shnei shaos v'lotani osi." So he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems, "I'm going to give up the last 2 hours of my life, and don't cause me any pain." So Amalei Masharis, Masharis says to the Baal Shem Tov, "In mi ro malasa medaber, with whom are you talking? What kind of conversation? You're being mocha your life? Who are you having a conversation with?" So the Baal Shem Tov says, "Eina taroa es a Malach HaMavis. Do you not see the Malach HaMavis standing right here? Shehaya tamid bo reach mimeni. Usually he runs away from me. Kedami inshe lemakum shegedelim pilpulim shechorim. The achshav now shenitnu lo rishus alai. Now that in Shemayim they gave him permission to come take my neshama." Nisrachvu Ksefav, he now has broad shoulders, he's very tough, he's confident. V'smecha gdol alav, he has this big smile on his face. Don't you see him standing right there in the corner? He's waiting to just take my neshama away. That's who I'm talking to. V'charkach afterwards, bo kol anshi ha'ir l'kabal panim yomtav, the entire city came to be mekabal p'nei rabo on Shavuos on Yom Tov. V'amar l'fneim, he says to them, divrei Torah, he told a little divrei Torah over to everyone. The Charkach afterwards, Bo An Nashav Al Shulchan, everyone came to eat a meal on the table. Now Be'es HaSuda, Tziva La Misharis Lahavi Dvash Mevushal, he requested from his assistant to bring a cooked honey, Bitzintzenes Gedol, in a large basket, a large tub of honey. V'hevi Biktana, and the assistant brought a small tub of honey. So Amar says the Baal Shem Tov, Ein Shulton V'yom Hamavis, there's no control on the day you die. They don't listen to me anymore. Afila Gaba in Mitzaisli, I asked for a big tub, he gave me a small tub. And even the day I die, everyone's walking away and ignoring me. V'charkach afterwards, Amar L'chol HaMesubim, he said to all those sitting around the table, L'chol Echad V'Echad, he said to each one, Me'ezah Davar Yihyeh Shamar Me'achilaso V'shtiyaso, be careful what to eat, what don't eat. He said to each person what's unique to them, what's healthy for them to eat, what's unhealthy not to eat. And he went around the room and telling them advice of eating. V'charkach afterwards, Amar, Ad Kanaisi Gomel Machem Chesed, up until now I've done tremendous chesed for each one of you. Achshav, now it's your turn. Gamli imi chesed, do a chesed for me, and which means to respect him and show the respect of burying him. Fine. V'charkach afterwards, halach lebeis hakavod bodeid. He went by himself to beis hakavod. Ratza misharis leilich achrav. The assistant wanted to go after him. Shal also, he says, Ma yom yomayim. What day? Why is day today any different than any other day? Shata rotei leilich acharai. Ma reisibi. So what do you see different? Why is this day any different? So he says, Elo halach achrav, that you didn't walk after me. Umikodim shalach amar, shebishas p'tiraso, bevade yamdu ashnei zaigris, which is again the clocks, When he returned back from the bathroom, he washed his hands. There was a large clock which stopped. The Savu and Ashiv also, now the Talmidim didn't want the Baal Shem Tov to see the clock stop because that was indicating that his neshama was about to stop. So his Talmidim gathered around the Baal Shem Tov, Shlo Yira Amida Hazaiger. They wouldn't, so he shouldn't see that the clock stopped. So Amr Lahem, the Baal Shem Tov says, you don't need to hide anything. Yadati Shomer Hazaiger, I'm aware that the clock stopped. Vein Ani Doegal asked me, I'm not worried either. Don't worry about this because Kiyode Ani, I know. I know with certainty, I might be leaving one world, but I'm going to another world, namely to Gan Eden. So he went to lie down, to sit on his bed. He requested a minion around his bed. Vahinoam is what we say when you're at the Beis HaChaim, you take the Aron to be buried, you stop seven times along the way, you say, Vihinoam, you say more and more of those words. It somehow is a reference of an elevation of the neshama at each stage. They said Vihinoam there. V'amr lehem divrei Torah, he said his last divrei Torah at that moment, Al amud sholden migan Eden, tachton legan Eden elyon, v'chein b'chol olam, v'olam heyach hu b'olam shana v'nefesh. He said some divrei Torah about climbing up the ladder, the pillar to get to higher worlds. U'bebeir al seder havoda, and he explained how it worked. He lied down, he sat up, he lied down, he sat up. And v'chevin b'kavano, he kivin b'chavanos, he had a tremendous kavanos at that time, ad sheshamu chitach osios, shekavanos, until he heard the letters being articulated. V'tziva l'chasos oso b'sadin, he requested that his body be covered in a sheet. V'ayah charad mizdazea, he was shaking and trembling, kimo b'tfiyas shmoneh esrei. V'kevin sheshacha b'achrona, he took his last lying down, v'nach, and he rested. And Svarua, they thought Shiyash, and he fell asleep. Nishtaktu me'amira, he stopped talking, and they stopped saying Vahinoam. Uba'osa Ace Ahmad Hazaiga, and that moment the clock stopped. Takatan, the small clock stopped. Vimtinu ad bosh, v'nicha achotmo notza, they put a feather over his nose to see if it was going to flutter. V'ra sheniftar, and then they realized his neshama had departed. So this was the p'tira of the Baal Shem Tov. And this is, again, a very abridged version of the history, the story of the Baal Shem Tov. So Mirza Hashem, we're going to go next week through, pick a few different important yisodos that Baal Shem Tov put, certain Torahs that he really had infused into this world. I mentioned in the beginning that this coming Shabbos Shal Shudis, I came across a very nice piece I'm going to share that's from the Baal Shem Tov.